This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Henin today. Steve Hallstrom hanging out with Todd Mitchell and Manny and Matt Revtai, the whole army of people that make this a well-run operation, at least most days, when the regular boss man is in the chair. Today, folks, you're hanging with me, and just got off the radio here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo, on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG, with our morning news program out here. And glad to sit in and help out my good friend Scott Henin today. Scotty's out today and tomorrow. Actually, we'll be out Wednesday as well. Scott, if you have been following the program, I think Scott's been fairly transparent with the fact that his mom has been in failing health. And she was able to spend Easter Sunday in heaven this past week. End up going home to be with the good Lord on Friday morning. And so I was helping out a little bit on Friday and with funeral arrangements and family obligations and things like that, just a lot going on. And so myself and Todd and Manny and Rev going to keep you company here for the next couple hours today, and then we'll be back tomorrow as well filling in for Scott. I got a big show for you today, though, and lots of fun things. Mr. Mitchell, how are you today, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Had a great Easter Sunday. It was it was sunny, a little on the cool side here in the Red River Valley at the start of the day, but warmed up pretty nice. We got to the mid-60s, so the weather was great, and food was great, good church service in the morning, all those good things. How was your Easter?
Oh, just fine. You know, now just about ready to cut the government that check that I've been holding out on cutting them, because I'm not about to loan them my money interest-free all year long.
Are you one of those people that waits, and will you walk into the post office at like 11:55 tomorrow night?
Well, now that it's electronic, no. But you know, just to make a statement, I may wait to hit send until, you know, sometime after 11 p.m. just to make the statement of you don't get my money until I'm good and ready to give it to you.
Darn,
I always
right.
love when people say, I'm getting such a big refund. No, you're not. You've loaned the government your money interest-free all year.
An interest-free loan for the whole year, yes.
Why?
I typically get a little bit of a refund back. This year I'm paying in a little bit more than I would like to. But my wife said to me, should we be worried that we're paying in? I said, well, no. I mean,
no.
We would have to pay it sometime or another anyway. So that's kind of the way
it goes.
If
it's enormous, then yeah, maybe you want to equal it out so it's not sticker shock. But at the same time, to say, I'm getting back $3,000, you could have had that all year.
Yes. 100% agree. I'm with you on that.
I need it all year. I don't need it in April. I need it now.
That's right. As long as you can scrape up the money to make that payment on April 18th or 17th or whatever, you're okay. The What's On Your Mind program, friends, is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, we're going to start off the show today with what you might call a talk radio town hall. And we're very thankful today to have a couple of gentlemen on the line with us that can help us sort through what's been happening out of the legislature in Bismarck. And there have been a number of high-profile bills and also a lot of very interesting bills that hadn't gotten a whole lot of play in the headlines. But this is your chance to visit with Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson and the House Majority Leader Al Carlson of Fargo. And we're going to be having an open hour for you to call in and your comments, your questions to the gentlemen here that have been so kind to give us a few minutes on this Monday morning. Mr. Wardner, good morning to you, sir. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Rich, for giving us some time today. Mr. Carlson, how are you, sir?
Doing well.
Very good.
Make sure you send our prayers along to Scotty. That's a tough deal.
Yeah, we'll do that. And it's been wonderful to see all of the goodwill that's been sent by all the members of the What's On Your Mind audience. A lot of texts and emails coming in here saying, I'm not even sure where to send this, but just want to pass along condolences to Scott. And I'll tell you, friends, that I think as difficult as it is to lose a loved one, and for Scott, his father passed away some time ago, and now for his mom to pass on as well. Difficult to realize, but I'm now without my parents. But she had not been in great health for some time, and there were a lot of blessings to the finality of it. And it's a very difficult balance, obviously, but there's a lot of celebration. There's a lot of joy within the family. I can tell you that. So thank you, Al. And I know you speak for a lot of folks on that, so appreciate that very much. I guess while we're waiting for the phones to start ringing, and friends, you can call 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. That's a toll-free number. You can also call locally, Bismarck Mandan area, I guess wherever you want to, 701-258-0550. That's 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. And you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we can take your questions that way as well. So while we wait for some folks to join us on the phone lines, I'll start by asking Mr. Warden, I'll start with you on the Senate side. Tell me about what you would say is something that you're proud of that the Senate has accomplished in this legislative session so far.
Well, first of all, I think I'm proud of the fact that not only the Senate, but the House, this was a team effort. The medical marijuana bill, I think, was really a project in which everybody got involved, the health department, AG's office, the House, the Senate, the Human Services Committees, and they did a great job of getting a bill out that will meet the needs of the people of North Dakota. That was really a fantastic job.
Al, what would you say about the House's process with the medical marijuana bill and what you're most pleased about there?
You know, that I think Rich hit it right on the head. That we were given a measure that had a lot of different things in it. They hadn't covered the constitutionality of being able to deal with that. They didn't decriminalize it. And that caused in itself a lot of law enforcement issues. So we really had no choice but to go in and do our best at making sure that it was a safe product for those people that are going to use it. I think they did a great job on getting this together. And this was bipartisan. There wasn't a lot of fighting. We got our two-thirds majority in both chambers. So I think that went well. But the session is really centered. A lot of the main issues have been about the change in revenue from the past. When you come in with $1.4 billion less revenue than you had the time before, that's with a B, a billion, you've got to make some real changes in how you provide your government functions and how you provide efficiency and still provide the services that people are looking for. So this session's really been dominated a lot, Steve, about how you balance the budget and still provide the necessary services.
Rich, one of the concerns a lot of people had, including myself, when we saw the measure on the ballot was the fact that if you were within a certain distance of the dispensaries, you could basically grow the marijuana on your own. A lot of us were concerned that it might mean kids or people that shouldn't have it, it might get in the wrong hands. Did we take care of that problem during what the legislature did with this bill?
Yes, we did. They can only be grown by, we call them care centers, and there's only, I believe, one or two care centers that are being proposed to start with. In the bill, it says you can go up to 4 or 5 or whatever you need, but it will be grown in a controlled place, and then it will be taken to dispensaries where they will dispense it out to those people that need it. And we have quality care providers that will make sure that the people that need it for their condition, the medical marijuana, they will be able to get it without traveling miles to get it.
So in pretty much no circumstance will we have people growing marijuana at home, Rich. Is that correct?
No, we won't. In fact, that was one of the things about this bill. It's going to really help law enforcement. It's self-contained.
That's the unusual part about the whole process, Steve, is this is a federally illegal Class 1 drug. A doctor, and we pulled a lot of doctors, they just will not write prescriptions. So these are going to be letters of recommendation that the product may help somebody, and a compassionate caregiver, which does not have a medical background, can have up to 5 patients, and they can write this prescription, and there's a limited amount you can access. You know, the banks won't touch it because it's a cash-only business. The doctors won't write prescriptions because they could lose their license over it. So it had a lot of inherent issues because federally it's still illegal. And we tried to get down to strictly the medicinal side and keep the recreational side out of this completely. And obviously some of the people didn't like that, but that was the right way to handle it.
All right, a whole lot of other things that we're going to talk with these gentlemen as we continue. Our phone number is 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. That is the toll-free line. Is there something about the legislation that went through that you have a question on with medical marijuana or anything else that the legislature has been working on? Obviously, there are many different subjects that we'll talk to with these guys before we finish up here at 10 a.m. You can call locally, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio as well. And folks, if you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to your organization, Polar Service Center in Kildare, North Dakota is looking for an experienced service writer and welders. Polar Service Center in Kildare looking for an experienced service and operations manager as well. To apply, contact Gary Meyer, 701-495-3592. We'll be back with more What's On Your Mind right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Have you seen the Kildare Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Kildare location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Kildare, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back to the What's On Your Mind radio program. Steve Hallstrom, Todd Mitchell riding shotgun for you today. Scott Hennen is out for a couple of days, but glad to be with you here on the program today. Our phone number is on the program, 701-258-0550 is our local number. You can call us 1-800-228-0550. Text us, 701-226-8503, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. PetroServe USA's got some great in-store specials in the month of April. Deli Express smoked ham and cheese sandwiches, roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches, roller grill items, Old Dutch family pack chips, Red Bull 12-ounce cans, all kinds of good stuff there, all on sale at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And we go back to the phone lines now, or actually go back to our guest today on the program, Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson and Al Carlson, House Majority Leader of Fargo. And we've got James on Cavalier who would like to get in. Before we get back to the conversation with the gentleman from the Capitol today, we're going to ask a little bit about property taxes here in just a couple minutes, but let's get James in on the conversation. Good morning, James. How are you today? Hello, James. Can you hear us okay?
Not anymore.
Okay, not anymore. Well, sorry about that. If it was on our end, James, can you call back?
Hey, sometimes people hang up their phone. Maybe they get spooked or something, you know?
Yes. I thought it was just girls that hung up on me back when I was in college, but that's another story.
No, it was their phones. They would never hang up on you deliberately.
Sure, Steve.
Come on now.
We know better. A couple of gentlemen who've never been hung up on in their life, Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader, and House Majority Leader Al Carlson with us on the program today. Guys, let's talk a little bit about property tax relief. Al, every year on our tax forms, there's a little line that says that my taxes have been abated just a little bit by some things going on at the state level. There are changes coming there. Give us the fifth grade explanation, if you will, of what happened and why.
Well, a couple sessions ago, the state put a line item on your tax that said we're going to pay 12% credit back to you on your property tax. The taxpayer sees it because of the fact they use that in the budget of all these taxing entities. So therefore, they reduce your tax bill by 12% equal to that dollar figures put on your statement. Well, all along, this kind of migrated from a lot of different things, Steve, and now we're at the stage where we're going to have to make some adjustments because of the revenue that's out there. By the way, the state neither assesses nor collects real estate tax, so you can always debate whether or not we should have been in it. So what we've done is there's been a county social services mill levy up to 20 mills, and mills don't mean much to people. In a normal budget, it might average across the state about 6% of your tax bill goes, the county tax bill goes towards that. So we're going to take over for 2 years the county social services, and they can't charge those 20 mills go away, so your property tax bill will go down. And when that property tax bill, it will go down exactly what your county was charging, but it will not equal, in most cases, 12% off your property tax. And the difference in that, we had $300 million set aside for property tax relief. Of that money that was set aside, $160 million will fund the takeover of social services. The other $140 million we're going to use to balance our budget this time. And in the future, there'll be a continued program for keeping those 20 mills off of your tax bill, but there will not be the 12% line item anymore. There'll be a line item that says state taking over a county social services. So in essence, you're going to get less property tax relief in the future. That bill is still in conference committee. It could pass or fail. I think they're doing everything they can to try and get that organized. But the reality is, if we were to keep the number and still have property tax relief, it would have been 8% in 2018 and 4% in 2019, because we just would have had to reduce those numbers, and in the future there would not have been any. So, Steve, it is a day that we're getting, we're phasing our way out of property tax relief. And again, I can't state enough how the people need to get engaged back at home, because those taxes and those valuations are increasing at the local level, not the state level.
And I understand why folks are concerned when things change, but it's a little bit interesting to me that there is so much consternation when things go up and down. When you think about your own private finances, your income might change. You might your washer and dryer might go out. You need to buy a new one, and it's the same kind of a theater in your own home as what we get in state government sometimes. I don't know that anybody would say that lawmakers did a bad thing when there was a kicker from the state when times were good, when oil was pumping at, you know, $70, $80, $90 a barrel, it seemed appropriate, didn't it, Rich, to look at some kind of statewide property tax relief at a time when the state was benefiting so well? I just think that people kind of forget that when you give things through public, you know, tax breaks and so forth, you may not be able to give them for the rest of your life.
Well, that's right, Steve, and I want to tell you the rest of the story. We put the 12% buy down on the tax form, but there's another 25% of property tax relief that doesn't go on that tax form. And you're going to say, what is that? Well, starting in 2009, we started a program to take care of school funding. And in 2013, we made it permanent. 115 mills taken off of the rolls for the local property tax person payer. If you went back to 2007, they were paying it. 2013, it was completely gone. The state is picking it up and paying it. That was a 25%. 25% buy down. That doesn't go on there. Nobody knows about it. And people need to understand that as we go forward, and with the county social services and the schools and a few other little areas, it's going to be around 35% of all the services that people get paid for by property tax dollars, 35% of it is still being paid by the state of North Dakota.
So 35% ends up to be that number there. Thanks for that, Rich.
That equates to a little over about $1.1 billion for the biennium, by the way. And thanks, Rich, for bringing that up, because that's important. You know, included in that are homestead tax credits for those low-income people to keep them in their homes. There's veterans tax credits. There's all sorts of programs that the state has taken over the years. And this social services takeover will be another one. So the commitment is there. It's just that this line item goes away, and it might cause some consternation to some folks, but you have to look at the big picture. 35% of your property tax coming back to you in school funding and in takeover of mills that used to be paid locally is a big deal.
Yeah. More
Steve,
with Rich Warner.
There's one other thing I want to mention.
Yeah.
That $1.1 billion that Al's talking about, that is in our general fund spending. So almost a fourth of, about 23% of in our general fund spending really ends up benefiting the people of North Dakota directly.
More with Rich Warner now, Carlson, as we continue here on the program. Friends, you hear Scott talking about his MyPillow. I've got one, too, and I used to have neck pain when I woke up every morning, and it is gone with this MyPillow. It's the most amazing thing. You can call him at 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. Put in promo code Scott. You'll save 50%, 69 money-back guarantee as well. More on the What's On Your Mind program when we come back. Here on the four stations statewide on the What's On Your Mind radio network.
And tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by the North Dakota Farmers Union, features North Dakota Safety Council safety consultant Rick Halderson telling a story on the importance of ag safety.
One was actually a grain bin entry on a farm that had a big mechanical sweep in it, and the sweep was not locked out at the time, and combination of flowing grain came down upon the person and the grain clean out, and it actually took his leg off up to the knee. He survived, but it's a hugely devastating thing for families when things like this happen, especially if it's a principal or somebody that's key in providing labor on that farm. If they go to the hospital for 3 or 4 weeks, production comes to kind of a screeching halt. So it's something just to make sure we're keeping in our minds and trying to keep safe every minute of every day.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Numbers today on the What's On Your Mind program. Give us a call at 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 is the local phone number. You can text Todd Mitchell, 701-226-8503, or you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Steve Hallstrom sitting in. I run the morning news radio program here on AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, the Red River Valley. And pleased to be sitting in today and helping out my good friend Scott Hennon. And he's out of the office for a couple of days, funeral arrangements. And our condolences go to Scotty, who lost his mom on Friday morning. I've talked to him a couple of times over the weekend. The family is doing very well, all things considered. And we certainly send out our best wishes to the Hennon family. We are pleased to have on the program this morning Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader, and Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. And friends, this is a rare opportunity where you can call and ask any question, give any comment. This is all about you, and we're certainly happy to fill in the blanks with some questions in the meantime, but would love to hear from you this morning. A couple of texts have come in. It says, the first one says, word is there's going to be a recreational petition soon, and it might get the votes of the medical marijuana debacle. So there's one comment coming in today. Another comment, why do you feel it's so important to pass a law to explain a law like the new distracted driving law? Wouldn't distracted driving be covered under careless driving? I guess passing these sorts of extra laws makes you guys feel good. Truly not a conservative move. Al, you want to take a stab at that one?
You know, I'm not aware of that we did anything major there, but if you're putting on your makeup or texting, I say they're both distractive, and I think that we need to give our law enforcement the ability to give these people a ticket if that's the case. A lot of accidents happen because of that. So I don't think we did anything too unusual other than we said give them a little more latitude to our law enforcement officers. Because I still drive. It's illegal to text and drive, and I drive down the street, and I always honk at them when they're texting and not looking. It's like, come on, get real here before you run over somebody. So
I'm sure they love you for that. But
law enforcement has the right options.
Yeah, right on. Guys, I know the hope is that the legislative session can be getting wrapped up fairly soon, day 69 today. I'll start with you, Rich. What advice would you give to your colleagues on trying to get things wrapped up here so that maybe by the end of the week you can adjourn the session?
Well, we're telling our conference committee people to, take a good look at, the House proposals and weigh them out. You know, we need to make a few adjustments to the budgets. We aren't far apart. Just remember that both the appropriations committees in both the House and the Senate did, some real hard work of shaving budgets and getting them in line so that we can afford to go home and have a balanced budget. So both sides have done a great job. And there may be some minor differences, but we need to get those worked out as quickly as possible and not let egos and things like that get in the way.
Al, how about you? What advice would you give to your colleagues to get things wrapped up? I know you get 80 days, but you'd like to leave a couple in case you have to head back for special session or things like that.
Well, we think that there's a lot of federal things on the horizon, Steve, and quite obviously the governor could call us back, but we think this whole health care thing at the national level and Medicaid expansion and all those things are going to blow up here in Congress sooner or later, and we want to be able to react to them because they all cost us money. But I'm telling my colleagues exactly what Rich is telling his guys. First of all, reconcile your differences. We don't have any extra pools of money laying around at this point in time. You've got to figure out a way to make this work within the confines of the dollars we have. And right now they're down there banging heads together trying to find ways to still provide services and not spend more money. And you know what? That's a good exercise. It's frustrating for those guys, but they're making it, Steve. And we have every intention to keep pushing this along all week, and I would love to see by the end of this week we're done.
This is the first legislative session for the new governor, Doug Burgum, who's made the transition from private business into the public sector as he's been leading the state from the governor's chair during this session. I'll just ask you guys an honest question. How's it been working with the new governor? Al, I'll start with you.
You know, we haven't, quite honestly, we haven't had a lot of engagement with him. There's a real steep learning curve here for the new governor, and he has really been good to just kind of check in once in a while when he has to. But he's been letting us do the job we're assigned to do, and that's to pass laws and to spend money. And I think that Doug is learning every day. And when I have had conversations with him, he's been like a giant sponge asking questions and sucking it up. So I think you'll see a lot more initiatives come from him next session when he's had a chance to work on this in the interim. But for now, he's been learning. He's been communicating on things when he needs to. And I think he's doing a fine job.
Rich, what are your perspectives on the new governor?
Well, I would agree with Al. Al nailed it. He's left us alone, but he's busy working and trying to learn the process, and I think he's doing a good job trying to figure out how the state of North Dakota runs.
One of his major initiatives, Al, in getting into office was to just get people maybe to think a little bit different within the public sector business, and maybe bringing some of that private sector background to the process within the government in the state of North Dakota. Has he done that?
You know, he has done a little bit of it, but quite honestly, again, he jumped into this when there was 800 bills being introduced and had a very limited knowledge base of how government works, and it isn't exactly like Microsoft. It's a lot different. So he has, like I said, he's been just kind of sucking it all up, and he throws input when needed, and other than that, he's been letting us do what we were elected to do.
All right, 9:38 here on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG, KFYR, AM 550, 1090 KTGO, and 1460 KLTC. It's the What's On Your Mind radio program here. Steve Hallstrom sitting in the host chair today for Scott Hennen. And we've got Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader, with us here. Guys, one of the stories that came up this morning on my local news program here in the Red River Valley was the online tax. And last week, the governor signed it into law, but it basically just says companies that do business online in North Dakota that are not based here will now be subject to some sales tax provisions. But it won't take effect until some things are done at the federal level. Rich, can I ask you to try to give us maybe the fifth grade explanation on this? What happened and what needs to happen in order for this to really go into effect?
Well, another name would be call it the internet tax. And I'll tell you what, there was a lawsuit back in the 90s in which Quill sued the state of North Dakota and that we couldn't collect tax from them because they were outside of the state. They did not have a nexus or a location in North Dakota. So since that time, that's kind of been the rule of the law that if you don't have a presence in the state, they can't collect sales tax from you. Well, people may say, well, that's good. I can buy from someplace out of state and I don't have to pay the sales tax. Yes, but our businesses in the state of North Dakota are put at a disadvantage because they have to collect sales tax, and they are now competing with the internet sales where they don't have to. And so the name for this internet tax has always been the streamlined sales tax. And we have enough states now that are agreed on all of the different things they need to agree on to put it in place. But we need a ruling from the Supreme Court in order to do this. Now, there are some companies that are collecting the tax and remitting it back to the state of North Dakota. But I just want to remind people that when your local business has to collect it and remit it, and people can go on the internet and buy it and not pay it, it really puts your Main Street people at a disadvantage.
Al, any comments on this? Anything particularly notable about what's happened here?
Well, you know, that was a pretty much of a feel-good bill at this point in time, Steve, because South Dakota did the same thing, except they were going to force the collection, and a judge struck it down almost immediately. So it puts us on the table saying, yeah, and by the way, you're supposed to pay it already. You know, if you buy something out of state, you're supposed to submit the tax if they didn't collect it. But people don't do that, and there's no penalty for doing that. We have a few people that mail in $10 when I buy a pair of shoes online, but most don't. But until Quill versus North Dakota is overturned, by the way, that was Senator Heitkamp that was involved in that, the now Senator Heitkamp, when she was Attorney General, and we lost that case. And it's been the law of the land ever since. We'll see what happens. We obviously, Amazon is collecting sales tax in North Dakota because they have a distribution center in Grand Forks. But the other, if you went after the big three, Walmart, Amazon, and eBay, you would collect the majority of the taxes done online. The other two have not yet come to the table. And it's called the Main Street Initiative as well. And we'll see what happens. There needs to be federal action, or that's just a valuable piece of paper is all.
All right. Stephen Williston is on the line with us. Steve, go ahead. You're on with Al Carlson and Rich Wardner.
Senator Wardner, Representative Carlson, this is Steve Mortensen from Williston, North Dakota, President of the Independent Water Providers. I was just wondering what progress is being made on House Bill 1020.
Thank you, Steve. Al, you want to start with that one?
You know, I am not sure the status. I'd have to talk to my conferees. I know they're working on the whole area of WAS is in that. That's the Water Commission budget. And there is a lot of language in that bill. There's some bonding provisions in there for WAS. There's some requirements to be more competitive on their price of selling water. I can't give you all the final answers. I wish I could. Maybe Rich knows more.
Well, I'm told that it's ready to come out. They've finished, and they're just doing the reports. And I would just like to add, you know, Al mentioned all the different things that are in it, but also we're looking to privatize the water depots out there if we can. Now, we don't know if private industry will take over those water depots or not, but that has been the bone of contention, that you have a government entity competing with privates. And the reason it was put in place going back 8 years was because we needed to get that water system in place before the oil industry hit. Watford City needed water. And if we hadn't got the western area water systems in place, I don't know what would have happened. We got water to Watford City just in time. And yes, we have a situation that we need to deal with, and we're working at it. And the bottom contention, the bottom line as far as the contention, Steve, is the fact that WAS is a government run by the state and local government, and they're in competition with the private water provider.
All right, more with Al Carlson and Rich Warner when we continue. Our phone number is 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More on What's on Your Mind coming up next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day, stop in at a PetroServe USA location. If you have it this week, do it. Because every week, they have a new batch of names drawn for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. That's a $50,000 giveaway going on at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA. Also, some great deals all month long. Any item on the roller grill is 99 cents. Oh, I love it. The brats, the hot dogs, check it out. Old Dutch Family Pack chips are $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. The Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven roasted turkey and cheese, all $2.29 each. Great deal as well. And don't forget our favorite, the 4 for $4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza. 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice, all day, every day, 4 for $4. 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by North Dakota Farmers Union, features Farmers Union Insurance Operations Manager Brad Nold discussing ATV safety.
It's really important to pay attention to the weight balance on top of an ATV. You put a passenger on the back of it, the handling changes. Most ATVs, as we know them, four-wheelers, are not designed for use on paved roads. So if you're going to use it on a paved road, really keep your speed down. And then the key thing we can't preach enough is accidents are going to happen. Minimize the amount of damage. Wear a helmet. Even if it's just a quick run to the other side of the yard, wear a helmet. You never know when you're going to hit that hole and get ejected from the vehicle and protect yourself with the safety equipment.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
University of Mary, they want to make it possible for you to move forward in your career. If you're a nurse, for example, well, you got into the business because you've got a heart for others, you want to grow your skills, you want to excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they've got a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your earnings. And right now, they offer a Master's of Science in Nursing for $15,000. And that's a heck of a deal. When you think about other programs elsewhere in the state, they can run, $5,000 to $10,000 higher. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time or full-time options are available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn to apply today. We're visiting with Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner and House Majority Leader Al Carlson of Fargo. And Still got another minute or two for your calls today, 701-258-0550 or toll free 1-800-228-0550. Gentlemen, we got a letter emailed to us over the weekend from a group of 9 North Dakota State University professors saying that the kind of budget cuts that are being discussed are things that could irreparably harm North Dakota's higher education. Certainly, every agency is looking at cutbacks. Higher education always gets hit fairly hard during times like this. What words of encouragement or what words of advice or perspective might you give to those in the higher education community that are looking at some significant cuts to their budgets? Rich, maybe we'll start with you on this one.
Well, everybody has to share in this cut, and you know, the economy's gone down, and we're in this together. It's a team affair, and I guess I feel this way. If we get through this next 2 years, I think things are going to be a lot better, and we'll be able to start replacing some of the things that we've cut that are good. And there were some things that were cut that should have been cut, but we didn't cut them during the time that we had a lot of money. So I think this has been a good time where we have really a correction, and as we move forward, I know there may be some people that leave that we would like to stay. I understand that. But we have to do what we have to do to make sure that we take care of the whole state. And so my feelings is there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Things are going to change as we go forward. Currently, Steve, things are picking up in the oil patch. We have over 50 rigs now drilling out there. The activity is picking up. The ag commodities are slowly starting to recover. Now, that takes a lot more time. But I really believe that after if we tighten up this 2 years, things will look better at the end.
Now, these professors have said, Rich, let's tap into the legacy fund. You got about $4 billion sitting in there. You don't like that idea, though.
No, I don't. And that came up in an interview I had. If we open that legacy fund, everybody's got their eye on it. It's like the cookie jar. Once somebody takes money from there, there will be a line a mile long. Me too. Me too. Me too. And then we will have defeated the purpose of the legacy fund. The legacy fund is now finally in a position where it's matured, and we're starting to gain revenue off of that. We're using the revenue. We're going to use the revenue for future projects to help diversify the economy, to bring technology into the state and that type of thing, and also to help fund our priorities. So right now, to start taking from the legacy fund sets us back, and we lose sight of our vision.
Al, the professors believe that if the budgets get cut, you're going to lose faculty, you're going to lose some good research and development opportunities for the schools, and students will go elsewhere. Do you buy into that line of thinking?
You know, there could be some of that that happens, but I want you to know when we started this session, knowing we were $1.4 billion short of revenue, we made two commitments at the beginning of the session. Number one was to hold K-12 education as close to harmless as possible, and to do the same with human services to protect the neediest of the needy in our society. We kept both of those promises. Everybody else has had to take a reduction. There's going to be about 1,100 people less working in state government and higher education. And by the way, general government has taken just as many reductions as higher education has. And a lot of those have been positions that weren't filled. There are not a lot of pink slips. I think everybody can take a look at how they do business. Steve, I just think you have to look at your programs, find out what's successful. The Board of Higher Education has come to the table with us, whether it be the nursing school that NDSU has, or whether we're dealing with the reorganization of our trade and tech schools. The Board of Higher Ed has jumped right on board with this, and we think that the good days are ahead. And I think Rich is right on. I think that we're at the bottom, and as this market starts to get picked back up a little bit, that if by doing the right things this time, we set ourselves up for success in the next session.
All right, Bruce in Minot wants to get a question in. Go ahead, Bruce.
Resolution do you have to this smoke-free environment and the medical marijuana requirement to the individual?
All right, Al, maybe let you go with that one. We've only got about 30 seconds left. Bruce, thank you very much for the call. Al, does the question make sense?
Well, you know, they just have to understand that we are not going to, as a legislature, support recreational marijuana. I personally don't believe that's what people voted for. They voted for medicine to help people with chronic back pain and lots of other diseases are listed. It's just not there for the recreational side, and that is not in the measure. There is some smoking allowed, but it's with a lot of restrictions, and the kids cannot be around it. This is about the safety of the kids as well.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much for the time today. I know taking an hour out of your Monday is a tough thing, but we appreciate it. Senate Majority Leader Rich Warner of Dickinson and Representative Alec Carlson of Fargo. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day.
You're listening
thank
to
you.
A
program that has
thank
a very
important more with What's on Your Mind after this.
What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.